two Springfield City Councilors are poised to go to Beacon Hill in January as state legislators after this week's Democratic primary results. Ward 1 City Councilor Adam Gomez upset five-term State Senator James Welch of West Springfield in Tuesday's Democratic primary in the Hamden District, while Ward 8 City Councilor Orlando Ramos topped a three-person Democratic contest in the 9th Hamden House District. Gomez, who will be unopposed on the November election ballot, is set to make history. He would be the first Latino to represent Springfield in the Senate and would be the first Massachusetts state senator of Puerto Rican descent.
I'm humbled. I'm real humbled.
The Hamden District takes in more than half of Springfield, part of Chicopee, and all of West Springfield. Gomez bested Welch by a huge margin in Springfield, where voter turnout was the highest for a state primary in decades. He was outpolled by the incumbent in West Springfield and Chicopee.
I have tremendous respect for him and his tenure at the state senate. And we're just looking to, take a little breather and, when we're prepared, we can sit down and talk about the transition.
With a background in community organizing and social services before he got into politics, Gomez said his priorities as a state senator will include economic justice, health care access, and police reform.
I want to go out to the community first and really start having these conversations in West Springfield and Chicopee and all parts of here in Springfield and dialoguing and understanding and constructing a plan, a comprehensive plan that works for everyone with equitable access to all resources.
Ramos credited his primary win to hard work. Despite the pandemic, he went out and knocked on doors in the oddly shaped district that snakes from the Liberty Heights neighborhood through East Springfield to 16 acres.
I wanted to make sure that the voters saw that I was a hard worker and that I don't take any days off. And I take my job very seriously. And, I'm glad that they saw that and they supported me.
In the November election for the House seat, Ramos will run against Robert Underwood, who qualified for the ballot as an independent. The incumbent, Democratic State Representative Jose Tosado, is retiring. In January, Gomez and Ramos, if he wins election to the state legislature, will have to decide whether to give up their council seats. Their current two-year terms run through 2021. Normally, if a councilor resigns, the vacancy is filled by the next highest vote-getter in the most recent election. But in 2019, both Gomez and Ramos ran unopposed. If either man resigns, the city council would appoint replacements, according to Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola Lopez.
Anybody that lives within the ward, so they'd have to pick someone from Ward 1 to replace Adam Gomez and then someone from Ward 8 to replace Orlando Ramos.
Ramos said one of his concerns about leaving the council is the manner by which his successor would be picked.
I'm not 100% sure that's, the best form of democracy. I would prefer the voters to choose my replacement. So that's something that I need to consider as well.
There is recent precedent for having seats in the city council chambers and the Massachusetts House chamber simultaneously. After becoming a state legislator in January 2017, State Representative Bud Williams announced he would remain a Springfield City Councilor until his term expired at the end of the year. Williams said he planned to donate part of his $19,500 City Council salary to charity. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.